Now, boys, we've just been talking about the Big Bash and how popular it is and how much we love it. And, of course, the Sydney Sixers and Sydney Thunder meet on Tuesday at Spotless Stadium. It's already a sellout. It was a sellout on Wednesday or Thursday, I think. That just goes to show how popular it is. Everyone wants to be a part of it, whether it be mum, dad, the kids. And the Sydney Sixers have got a pretty good side this year. You know, Doug Bollinger's there. Brad Haddin, Jackson Bird, Nick Maddison, Mitchell Stark, Nathan Lyon, Stephen O'Keefe, Sean Abbott. But one bloke that I'm looking forward to seeing is Ryan Carters, a 26-year-old who's played for Sydney Uni. He's playing his third season with the Sydney Sixers. I'm pleased to say we've got him on the line right now. G'day, Ryan.
G'day. Good to be on.
Mate, really looking forward to the start of the Big Bash. I mean, you don't muck around. There's a game nearly on every single night to watch on Network 10, but no bigger start to the tournament than the Sydney Derby, the Thunder taking on the Sixers.
Yeah, it's a huge match, and we actually had an 8-0 winning streak against the Thunder in the Sydney Derby until last year, and then they knocked us off twice. So we'll be hoping to get back on the winning side of that.
They won it last year too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yep, they won the tournament.
Now, Ryan, are you going to be keeping or is Hed's going to keep? Is Hed's going to open? Are you going to open? Do you know anything about what's going to happen if you're both in the team together?
Yeah, I think if we're both in, Hed's will be keeping and I'd be running around in the field, but the team hasn't been selected yet, so we'll see what happens, what the selectors decide on.
Is Hed's too old to run around in the field now, is he?
Of course he is.
I said that. It's all right. But, you know, he's, yeah, it's... But it's a nice place to be, isn't it? And the fact that both of you can open the batting and both of you bat six or seven, it's a nice sort of variety that the Sixers have got in their batting lineup.
Yeah, that's it. Hats are someone who I looked up to when I was a younger player, you know, and still do. So certainly as a youngest keeper batsman, that's the sort of role you want to feel, opening the batting and keeping.
I was just thinking, now you know him. Now you know him. Is that different? Is it?
No,
I've got a question, Ryan. We were just talking about the T20 and playing it on Chrissy Day. What are your thoughts being one of the players?
Yeah, I think it would be great. From the playing point of view, we're often travelling on Christmas Day anyway. If we're playing, say, on Boxing Day on the other side of the country. So the sort of missing Christmas argument doesn't apply too much for us. And I reckon it would be a great spectacle if I imagine Christmas with my family. We've had our big lunch, we've had a bit of time at the beach, and then sit down in the evening and watch some BBL. I think it would be awesome.
Mate, I'm just having a look here at your profile. You've established your own charity, Batting for Change. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the annual Sixers vs Thunder clash is now named the Batting for Change Cup. Because I've played for both teams in the past, the general managers of both teams came together and came up with that idea. So for every six the Sydney Sixers hit this summer, we invite people to log on to battingforchange.com.au and make a pledge of $1 or $2 per six. And all the money goes to support women's education in developing cricket-playing nations where women are traditionally... a lot of women are living in poverty and don't have the same opportunities as young boys.
Well done, mate. That's fantastic. Great initiative. And you established that yourself, did you?
Yeah, that's right. In partnership with the LBW Trust, which is the charity whose projects we support. We're in India, Sri Lanka, and we've got a great new one starting in Kenya this year, which stops, as well as educating women, also stops them from undergoing female genital mutilation and from getting married as children before they're even 16.
I think everyone who's had into it, Ryan, knows he's got his head well and truly on his shoulders.
I'm just having a look here. He's the ducks of his school, Radford College. Oh, mate, You're too intelligent for this program, Ryan.
I'm just wondering at uni, when you and Ed Cowan went out to bat, it would have been an interesting conversation.
Yeah, we have some good chats mid-pitch. Don't worry about that.
Now, Moses Enriquez, he got that hamstring injury last year. Was it that game four? I mean, he was on the verge of producing something special last year. He seems to be injury-free at long last. Is he the key to success this year?
It'd be great to see him on the park. He's had a bit of a side strain, which kept him out of the last Shield game. So yeah. We're all 100% fingers crossed, hoping he can play the full season, because last year, I think the Sixers would have had a very different season if he was able to stay on the park. He played a couple of match-winning knocks early on, and then had that horrible injury, and then our season really went downhill from there.
All right. Well, Ryan, everyone's looking forward to it, especially our listeners on 2GB. There's going to have a massive crowd. It's a sellout on Tuesday at Spotless Stadium. You'll be able to hear it on 2UE Talking Lifestyle if you're in Sydney, so over on 9:54 a.m. Good luck on Tuesday for the first game of the tournament, the Sixers and the Sydney Thunder.
Thanks very much. Good to talk to you guys.
See you, buddy. Ryan Carter, Sydney Sixers keeper batsman, and from all reports, a very, very good cricketer.